Las Vegas. If Times Square expanded into a city, a theme park hub luring wide-eyed comers from all corners, eager to revel in amusements and excesses contrasting against a spare desert backdrop, if it were popularized by gangsters and performers as Mammon's den, paean to hedonism, ode to overkill, in time infused with the urge to mimic attractions from elsewheres, establishing thereby a celebration of imitation, then indeed it would look much like this. Like toddlers, fulgurating lights insist on our notice and attention, whelming then fatiguing even the most spry among the flock. Easy marks and high rollers alike, we linger in herds before geysering fountains, succored by accompanying soundtracks, inspired to similarly transcend bounds. Those wearied by debauchery's delights, self-respite by digressing to the Rouge Gorge, awaiting just west, patient and demure, where iron-pigmented stones compel meanderers away from the artifice of signage and avarice of slots, from acrobatics and pyrotechnics, astonishing sore eyes, yet falling short of imbuing an akin sense of serenity amid grandeur.